The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday was the feast of St. Camillus, who's a patron, one of the church's patrons of the sick. We prayed for Sister Barbara because she was sick. In fact, instead of using the Mass in honor of St. Camillus, we used the Mass praying for the grace of a happy death. And the Lord answered our prayers shortly after the Mass. Well, let's see, the Mass was 7:30. At 8:30, we had the time of Eucharistic adoration. After the adoration was over, people came to visit Sister in her room. Then she started to decline quickly. We gathered around her. We were praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with her. Our community in the States, in Corning, New York, they happened to call. They were gathered together for their weekly meeting. Some of Sister Barbara's very long-time friends, they've known her for 40 years more. And so they made a video call and they were able to join in the prayers. And as we prayed together the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Sister Barbara went home to be with God. So we prayed for the grace of a happy death, and certainly God granted Sister Barbara that precious gift. So now we are left behind. She's gone ahead of us. She's rejoicing to be in the presence of God, and we are left in both sorrow and joy. Sorrow because she's gone, joy because she died so beautifully and her life was beautiful. So today is the feast of St. Bonaventure, and we're not using the Mass in honor of St. Bonaventure, but we recall this great Franciscan bishop, this doctor of the church, is known for his famous work, The Journey of the Soul to God. Journey of the Soul to God. This is the journey that Sister Barbara has been on for her whole life, and now she comes to the completion of this journey. I decided not to use the readings that are often chosen for Masses for the Dead. Instead, we use the readings for today, Thursday of the 15th week, partly because one of Sister Barbara's joys was to enter into the liturgical life. When she met Father Francis and discovered that he had been given a liturgical spirituality, it gave great joy to her soul. So in honor of the liturgical life, we're using the liturgical readings. But another reason I decided to keep these readings is that they're very beautiful readings. Very beautiful words from God to us to help us reflect on this mystery of life and death. In fact, today's gospel, this short gospel from Matthew chapter 11, is usually read when the sacrament of the anointing of the sick is given. Perhaps I'm the only one who thinks of that, because the priest is the one who offers the sacrament, and usually, if there's time, when the sacrament of anointing of the sick is celebrated, this is the reading, this is the gospel reading. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." A beautiful promise of Jesus to someone who's laboring with illness. When I anointed Sister Barbara yesterday morning, that was about 6 o'clock in the morning, I did not read this reading because it seemed urgent. It wasn't time to be reading from the scriptures and giving a homily. It was time to give the sacraments and to pray so that she would have a happy death. So I didn't read this reading, and here it is today, given to us. Jesus onwards, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. So yesterday it was Sister Barbara who was burdened, who was laboring, even her breath was labored by yesterday morning. And God gave her rest. Today we are the ones who are burdened. We're burdened with sorrow, the grief that Sister has now gone from us. And Jesus says to us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. So we turn to Jesus for the consolation that comes from faith. In fact, we turn to his Sacred Heart. I found it very striking that today's gospel mentions explicitly Jesus' heart, I'm meek and humble of heart, and tomorrow's feast day is a Marian feast day, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So today we focus on the heart of Jesus, tomorrow on the heart of Mary, and these two hearts are the focal points of Sister Barbara's whole spiritual journey. And the funeral will be on Saturday. So we turn to Jesus and Mary, and we entrust Sister Barbara to them. Today's first reading is the continuation of the account of Moses' conversation with God in the burning bush. This is the extraordinary moment when God reveals himself to Moses and tells Moses his name. Moses says, well, what am I supposed to say? You're sending me to the Israelites. Well, what am I supposed to say? Who is sending me? And God gives him this answer, I am who am. This is my name. I am who am. What kind of a name is that? No one has a name like that. It's not William or Tony or Robert or something like that. It's I am who am. It's a very mysterious name. Because God is mysterious. We can't know him fully in this life. We can't see him in this life. We know what he reveals of himself. And he reveals himself as the I am. Who was it that, who was the saint who was, who God told her, St. Catherine or St. Teresa? I am and you are not. Does anyone know that story? I am and you are not. I think it might be St. Catherine. Anyway, just comes to mind because this is it. God is the I am. He is being itself. He is the very foundation for all reality. He simply is. The rest of us, all other, everything else, is because of him. We are entirely dependent on him. So when God reveals himself, I am who am, we not only come to some grasp of who he is, but also we come to know who we are. Our real identity is only known to us in God. And this naturally comes to mind when someone dies. When we die, we see God face to face. We come to know God in a way that we can't know him in this life, and we come to know ourselves in a way we can't know ourselves in this life. So this is what we're honoring in Sister Barbara. She has longed to see God, longed to come into the presence of God. She spent many hours in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and many hours of pondering who is God, and now she's in his presence. She also sees herself. Her real identity is revealed to her. Now, part of this reading in which God reveals himself to Moses is a revelation of the role of Moses. Moses is to be the one to lead the people out of Egypt. And notice what God says about the reason for this journey. We always think, well, the reason why they left Egypt is because they were getting out of slavery, and that's true. But that's not the only thing. God says that Moses is supposed to lead the people a 3 days' journey in the desert in order to offer sacrifice to the Lord. So the purpose of the journey is not simply to get away from Egypt, it's to go toward God. And this tells us something about our life's journey. We are not simply getting away from suffering or getting away from evil. We're going toward God. Journey of the soul to God. That's St. Bonaventure's great work. Journey of the soul to God. We are on a journey to God. And the purpose of our life is only clear when we are directed to God. We are made for worship of God, for love of God, for communion with God. That's what we're made for. That's who we are. If we remove God from the picture, we're nothing. We don't even exist. We don't have any reason for being without God. So this comes out in today's reading, and it's also a beautiful thing to reflect on. Sister Barbara, not only was her own life directed to God, but she wanted everyone else to join her on the journey. She felt deeply the need to, it was her desire to invite everyone on the journey of the soul to God, so that we could all together worship Him. So we're here on this 3 days journey in the desert. 3 days represents our time here. This is a 3 day wake, today, tomorrow, Saturday. Our journey is to worship God, to worship Him together, to worship Him with sister, to worship among ourselves, all our loved ones, and to continue on the journey that God calls us on. A journey that does not come to its completion here, it only comes to its completion when we die. So we give thanks to the Lord for the journey of Sister Barbara. We also dedicate ourselves to following this same way, lifting up our hearts and souls to God, to the meek and humble heart of Jesus, to the providence of God, to the I Am, who is the ground of all being. This is the purpose of our life, and we are renewed in this purpose as we celebrate the Mass today.